Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're glad you're tuned in. Geez, Bob, we're almost at the end of February. I think because we got 29 days, we'll have one more show in February. But this is the Grilling Guys. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And what do you want to talk about today, Bob?
Hey, steaks are always in style, buddy.
Aren't they? My favorite thing on the grill, bar none. Lots of different ways to do them, and maybe we'll cover a little bit of that today.
We're definitely going to cover a lot of things, steak, and even some kind of a steak that is going to make you freak.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A freaky steak?
Uh-huh.
That must be later in the show,
a couple
huh?
of them. Segment four, we're going to throw some sliders.
There's some
your
words
way.
On this show plan that I have no idea
good.
What they mean.
Good, that's my goal
yeah,
every
I
week.
I understand.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves. We are the Grilling Guys. You can see us at thegrillingguys.com. You can hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. Guess what? Grilling Guy.
Yeah, exactly. So this last week, I took a little trip to Illinois, went down to watch Lisa's son play hockey. Man, I've been watching college hockey here in West Michigan. She's got two kids, and the younger one is a captain of this Davenport University team. Good hockey, very good hockey. I watch it. I'm enjoying that. I go down to see the elder son, and he's a professional hockey player. And the difference in the game was amazing because I've not been a hockey fan until I became a Lisa fan, right? And so I'm learning this, watching it, and I'm thinking I'm seeing great hockey at the college level, which I am. Davenport's top 10 in the nation in their division. Great team. But I go down and watch these next level or probably two levels up players that are pros. They do this for a living.
A couple years older.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The passing was just snap, snap, snap.
Trying to get in with the Red Wings, stuff like that. Kind of a farm team, second-tier farm team.
Right. Yep.
Waiting to go to the first tier.
Right, yeah.
And then maybe get a look by a major.
Right, yep. So it's amazing the skill level of these guys. And while I was there, we had an opportunity to spend a little minute with him. And this is the life of a 26-year-old hockey player that plays, you know what.
Does he have all his teeth?
Well, yes, he does. I don't think they're all natural.
So he's not that good at
hockey
player.
No, I don't think they're all natural. But the other thing, this is where I was going with it, is we meet him for lunch. And we're talking, getting to know each other a little bit. And he's like, I've had three broken noses this season. I'm like, wow. He had two with a puck and one with a stick. I'm like, well, I said, you ever had those before? He goes, no, just this season, three of them. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And then he held his right hand up and he's got a broken pinky finger. And but he's been playing through it, right? Because he didn't want to miss any games.
Right.
And so we get done with lunch, great lunch. We watch the game that night. Got a high stick, broke his nose a fourth time, just blood everywhere. It was a mess. But, yeah, I mean, that's the life of a hockey player, man. You're physical, really physical game. I'd never watched a lot
like
of hockey.
Like a wrestler with cauliflower ears.
I guess, yeah. Same thing, man. It just happens. But so I went down there, and then when we came back, this is getting to steak, okay? Just trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Hang with me. I come back, and I pull into the garage, and I got a little beer fridge in there and this thing called a steak ager. And you and I had bought whole prime ribs, evidently on January 17th, because I wheel in and I see that refrigerator and it dawns on me, I've got a piece of meat in there. And it was exactly 1 month that had been in the aging. And so I pulled it out, and I'll save the rest of the story for later in the show. But I want to talk to you about this 1 month aged steak in this unit called a steak ager, because it's something that I think the average guy can do and might want to try.
Well, good. Let's do that in the next segment because I got a bunch of boring stuff written down here. I got to tell you, I want to brag about one of our good friends, Thermapen. And I told you last week that they're just great to use. You hit them on the Grilling Guys on the right-hand side. You'll see all our sponsors with links. Now, if you hit Thermapen, that link will take you to what's on sale, and you get a $20 coupon. So I hope my daughter's not listening, but I bought her for her Emily her for her birthday an MX4 ThermoPen.
Okay. Yep.
They're $99.
Right.
I got it for $80.
Yeah.
Shipped in 3 days. I mean, it was at my house in 3 days.
Right.
$20 less than Amazon. Thank you, Amazon.
Right.
So go right to thegrillingguys.com.
And if you don't know what a ThermoPen is, it's a digital thermometer.
If you don't know what it is, this is the first time you've listened to this
right
show.
But you need one of that. I would say that's the first tool that a serious griller should get, is a digital thermometer, because the number one issue we all deal with is overcooking things on the grill. You've got variable heat, you've got wind this time of year, you've got cold temperatures, and your equipment performs different every time you use it. Mm-hmm. So that right. ThermoPen is the consistent thing
you
to see where
you're
meeting.
You get to be dependent
is.
On it, don't you?
Right.
I mean, I used to just eyeball everything.
Right.
And then when that chicken shows up with a little bloody joint, or
right.
or that steak is a little overcooked, and you know, because every cut of steak is going to take a different feel.
Right.
So that can fool you, even no matter how good you think you are.
Right.
So I absolutely. So Maggie went down to Emily's for Emily's birthday, which was last Monday. And they had a nice surprise party for her and everything, and she brought that with her.
Oh.
And so I asked Emily, I said, now, every time you get a ThermoPen in the mail, they send you a bag of jelly beans. Did you like them? She goes, where's the jelly beans? And I hear Maggie in the background. Oops. It's a cool little thing. They send you a little bag of jelly. I don't know why.
Right.
But that thing showed up. I didn't think it was there. I emailed them like Thursday because Maggie was going to leave that night flying down. And I said, where's my ThermoPen? And she sends me an email back within 3 minutes. Now it's, I think, Friday morning at 5 a.m. I'm an early bird. Somebody tracked it down and said it was delivered to your mailbox. I went down the driveway. It's strapped to the top of my mailbox. Son
strapped
of a gun.
To the
it came.
Top, it wouldn't go
well,
in?
We have an enclosure around our mailbox, you know, a fancy little house neighbor built. And so it was like wedged in at the top because it wouldn't fit in the mailbox.
Right.
But that, 3 minutes, and she gave me absolute pinpoint accuracy, like a heat-seeking missile.
Right.
It was very good. Did some Wagyu. We talked about Wagyu a couple weeks in a row, that Sobey hooked me up with. And
well, what is Wagyu first?
Well, it's like a Kobe beef. It's sort of an Americanized version of Kobe beef. But they have Wagyu in Japan too, so I don't know. It's a cow that they massage and they feed it beer and play Led Zeppelin to it.
God damn, that sounds like any grilling guy I know.
Minus the massage.
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I cooked them on my Tech Infrared. I got my new plates on. There's a video on our Facebook page, I believe, and it shows that steak. And it, I'm telling you, they were an inch and a half thick, and that's what I served for the day after Valentine, because Valentine Day just didn't work. It was too late, and we don't like eating, you know, 8 o'clock
right,
at night, right?
Right. Yep.
But the other thing I wanted to tell you is we have made a switch over to brown rice.
Okay.
And my wife's kicking and dragging all the way. She loves her white rice. Good Lebanese girl, you know, they use white rice and everything. But here's a little thing on brown rice, why you need it. The health benefits are due to the way it's prepared. And this is from the World Health Foundation. I don't want to read it all. But the long and the short of it is it contains three parts of the grain kernel, the outer fiber-filled layer called bran, and the nutrient-rich core called germ. And then the starchy middle layer called endosperm. You'll like that part. According to Harvard, the outer is inedible. It's a hull. It's removed. But white rice is refined, and so they've taken the bran and the germ out of it, and basically you're just getting starchy filler.
Right.
So brown rice, check it out. All right. 45 minutes, baby.
Coming up next, you might turn a boring steak into a great steak. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Stick with us. We'll be back.